Eyewitnesses to a massacre by a US soldier testify over a live video link from Afghanistan into a military courtroom outside Seattle in the United States. The court is hearing about the March 11th killing of 16 Afghan civilians by Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. The 39-year-old American is accused of drinking alcohol and watching a violent movie before going on the deadly rampage. A young Afghan identified as Faizullah Naeem has told the hearing that he was asleep when he was awoken to see a US soldier shooting his father. Naeem suggested that the shooter was not alone on the night of the attack in the Panjwai district of Kandahar province. Bales was present at the hearing, which heard from five Afghan civilians and two soldiers. From Madison, I'm joined by Professor James Fetzer, American philosopher. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor, how effective will the court procedure be in terms of it being able to convict the soldiers who many say went on a rampage and, in fact, launched a revenge attack on the village?
Well, frankly, as a former Marine Corps officer who has experience with military investigations, it's all a function of the integrity of the commanding officer. If the commanding officer wants this to be investigated objectively and justice to be meted out, then that will happen. If he wants to cover it up, then it's very unlikely that that will take place.
And how will the Afghan population perceive this U.S. court?
Well, I think that's a very important question because, I mean, these ongoing wars have been very damaging to the standing and reputation of the United States. And when you have an atrocity of this kind, it's terribly important that it be dealt with swiftly and objectively and and with justice. So assuming the facts we have been told about the 16 deaths, assuming that he's the responsible person, then obviously the right outcome would be for him to be subjected to a trial, the witness testimony heard, and incidentally, that's perhaps the most notable aspect of this proceeding, namely that there are witnesses who survived, and that he be convicted and suitably punished. I hope very much that that is what takes place.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Professor James Fetzer, American philosopher from Madison. Thanks for your time there, sir.